This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We gave you the late Mama Miriam Makeba de Iyakutu Zalendo. It is 15 minutes after 5. So the president speaking, some of you would have heard him announcing the launch of the National Pathway Management Network to assist in reducing the country's high youth unemployment rate. The initiative brings together 8 government departments that will support the youth in finding their way into the economy, according to the president. This he confirmed today while speaking virtually at government's Youth Day event, saying that the network will complement government's efforts to create spaces where young people can access information, opportunities and support. He said, and I quote, "I want to make a call to young South Africans to register on SA Youth Mobi. You can create a profile of yourself, view opportunities for learning and earning, and receiving support through multiple channels." Youth Capital influencer and founder of an NGO called All of Us, Bonkosi Mchunu, is joining us on the line to give us their reaction there. Bonkosi, good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm very well. So are you convinced about what the president announced today with regards to this National Pathway Management Network to assist young people?
Yes. To a certain extent, I do feel that his overall address was quite hopeful, and that I know for a fact that the SA Youth platform addresses the cost of job seeking, because I know in 2019, New Capital published a research that outlined that the cost of searching for a job was about 900 rands at that time. And I could only imagine that it has increased. And then having then this centralized platform of these combined departments where young people can look for opportunities is quite a good step. And I think it addresses that problem.
What about young people who are skeptical, who are saying there are no opportunities anyway?
Oh, yes. The opportunities are still not accessible to all of us in the same way. So even though resources may be out there for young people to access, but not all of us are still feeling that the opportunities are accessible. And I know this because part of the work that we do at All of Us and at Youth Capital is work with young people. And from there, you'd know that although the president has announced the initiatives, there's still a few things that are missing and that are lacking that should have been addressed, like the fact that education has not been included as part of this conversation, and the monitoring of the previous program that has been given to the youth. Because if we had a monitoring system to check all the programs that we implement for young people, then we will also find that those young people who are unable to still access those small programs that that we get given.
Interestingly, you mentioned the aspect of education as a missing link there, but I'm interested in the specifics in terms of what you mean by that.
So, because youth unemployment doesn't only is primarily noticed when someone goes out of school, so when they finish matric or when they leave an educational institution. So, I'm saying this is a missing link, because if we include education and make sure that during the 12 years that a young person goes to school to get prepared for the participation in the economy, if you ensure that all the challenges that young people face in that area, for example, like young people leaving school without a certification, the fact that the young people don't have enough support in schools to make sure that they complete their matrics successfully and that they know what career path lie beyond what they study in school. So that is the link that is missing, because if that is not addressed, then we are still going to have a lot of people leaving school and then having to need extra support programs once they're out of school.
Let's talk about this problem of youth unemployment and lack of opportunities. Some young people say government speaks about them, not to them. Is that something that you're experiencing as well?
Yes, to a certain extent. And that is largely because most of what the government put out there is reported on a national scale. For example, if I'm in a small town and the president reports that 1.3 million people have gotten jobs over the past week, I'm just making an example. Yeah. I don't know the exact numbers that my specific town, like to say last week in my specific town, 10 people were unemployed. This week, 5 people got a job. So when we report and when you run this program, they are run on a national scale, and there is no, cascading down to the specific areas where people live. So for people who have organizations also that work with young people like me, so there is no ease of access to say, I want to get involved in the efforts that the government is doing. I have no way of doing that. It's only those organizations that possibly the government has reached out to. And then when it's reported on, it's on a national scale and not cascaded down to the local level by the people that we see every day, for the councillors, the mayors, or any public official. They don't take ownership as much as the government does on a national scale. So I do feel that is a lived reality.
It must be worse in rural areas.
Exactly. And imagine I'm in a rural area wanting to do something, wanting to access an opportunity, but then there is no one having the same conversation with me that the president is having with the whole country.
If you were to sit down with the president, I mean, what is that major advice you'd give him in order to solve this problem? Because apparently we are the worst country when it comes to youth unemployment in the world. We are the worst country when it comes to, entrepreneurial opportunities in the world. And we can't be holding such a record for a longer time, because some people are even saying that there are no answers on the table to speak to solving these problems. So we are likely to stick with this situation for a number of years to come.
So I think if I get the opportunity, I'll put essentially just three things for the president. The first one, an overall strategy. So we have a lot of programs that we roll out and that we implement, but there is no one driving strategy to say we are doing all that we are doing to reach that goal. That is what we are trying to do with this. I think if we can develop then we will be able to say, and to also monitor to say what we're doing really fits into that. Because, for example, say I learn a program now, it's only like a piece job for me. It will last me 6 months, and then there is no tracking of the progression where I'll go beyond that. And then the second thing I will mention is education. It is a big part. It is a big part of everyone's life. And if that is gotten right, if we get the young people the support they need while they're in school, we're going to need less of the employment programs that we all implement. And then lastly is to also localize a lot of programs so that the young people themselves can take charge of this and lead some of these initiatives and ensure that the person in the deep rural areas can also take part and lead change in their own communities.
What about those that argue that young people can forget about government and start very small and grow organically until they become very successful without really relying on government?
Yeah, I would say I support that to a certain extent, but not fully. I don't think there is an organic way to bring about change, to cut out the big structures that the government has already put in place, because the government has resources that are already established. So rather than getting rid of them completely, we do need to get in charge, but not get rid of them completely. Let's find a way to work with them and show them the same thing that they're seeing, because although there might be a lot of things that are lacking from the government, I don't think personally that they are out to have South Africa remain unemployed. So as long as we can work to find a solution that will be amicable to all of us and then try working together to bring about the same change, because we all want our country to get better at the end of the day.
Bunkosi Mkunu, thank you so much, sir, for your time. We really appreciate it. He's a youth capital influencer and founder of an NGO called All of Us, bringing us to exactly 25 minutes after 5. This is the Power Drive. So
you've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.